Welcome to the Inside Show. I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And today we're going to cover a debugger command called last event.
It is. It's the command to tell you what thread in a process was the trigger for the dump file. Mm-hmm. So when you take a dump file, you use an API called mini dump write dump. And we look at the DemSDN documentation for this. Down here is the process and stuff to use, and then the exception information, the target, the additional metadata. This is mini dump exception information.
Right.
Go into here, and then in here you have the thread ID, and this is what we're talking about. The last event exposes this information, and then associated with this is exception pointers. .ex pointer lets you look at this. And within that, there's actually an exception record and context record, .exr and .cxr help you look at those two. Okay. So when you open up a dump file, you actually see some of the last information kind of spewed. You see the process ID and the thread ID. Mm-hmm. To see this information at any time rather than relying on the initial banner spew, the command is .lastevent.
I see.
We're looking at the process ID in hex, the thread ID in hex, and then it will show you information about the exception code. This case is a stored exception. It's not a well-known exception inside the debugger. But if it's something more like a CLR exception or an access violation, it will give you additional information. Mm-hmm. And then it happens to spew out also the time of this event. So you'll note that we're on 3 right now, which is not, it's not 0, not the first one.
Right.
There's a command called tilde that lists all the threads in the process. Mm-hmm. And you'll note that this value here, the process ID and the thread ID, matches this one that's highlighted. And there's a little dot notation on the front, hence why we are on 3. If we move away from that, which one should we choose? I don't know. 9?
9, sure.
And do that tilde command again, you'll note that our current focus, the dot has moved to 9, much like the command prompt at the bottom. Mm-hmm. But there's a hash left behind, so there's this trace of the last event information. Now, there's a couple of ways of getting back. Do you have any favorite way that you like to get back to these threads?
Well, I just tend to use the tilde 3s command to switch back, but of course you'd have to have
know
which one it was.
If you just do a dot last event, as you say, that 3 information's missing.
Right.
What you can do is actually just use the thread ID. So we used 3 to set it before. Instead of using it by ordinal in the debugger, you use a double tilde, square brackets, so it's quite an esoteric command, mm-hmm. and then you can use the thread ID in here.
Saves you that step of going back and looking at through the list.
So being aware of context is important. You'll find yourself that you debug through dump files, and then you may jump off to other threads for other reasons, and then you may be down the wrong tangent, right? Mm-hmm. So this is, it's important to know how to get back to the beginning. And as I said, the last event command gives you the metadata you need to then leverage either tilde number s or the tilde square brackets s to get back there. The last event, as I said, has the exception code in it. Well, the exception code obviously leads you into the next phase of debugging. Once you're in the right context,
right,
you can then think about, okay,
what happened?
Yeah. So last event is your friend, helps you navigate dump files.
Yeah.
Importantly, user mode dump files.
Right. Yeah, these would not work in a kernel mode dump file. Yeah. You use totally different set of commands to navigate around there.
Yep.
Right. All right. So that's last event. Thanks for watching.